A team of U.S. soldiers is on the ground in eastern Afghanistan at the site of a U.S. missile strike on Monday. U.S. officials have revealed that a remote-controlled spy plane fired a missile at a group of people gathered by a truck, apparently killing several in the group. The U.S. soldiers will be investigating what happened to determine who might have been hit. More from NPR's Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.
The attack on Monday was unlike anything carried out in any war before this one. An unmanned Predator surveillance plane operated by the CIA was flying over eastern Afghanistan. The plane is equipped with a video camera and sends a live feed back to its ground station. CIA officers watching the feed noticed some individuals on the ground who, by their appearance and activity, matched a profile of Al-Qaeda operatives thought to be in the area. Unmanned, remotely controlled Predator spy planes have been in use for years, but the CIA had equipped this one with Hellfire missiles. And at some point, the officers on the ground decided the individuals should be taken out. General Richard Myers is the Joint Chiefs Chairman.
On terms of the target itself, it was developed over a period of hours. I would say several sources of intelligence fed into that. There were lots of discussions among Central Command and other folks on the target, and it was concluded that it was a valid target, and it was struck.
The people were hit as they stood by a truck. Some officials here say that one of the people targeted was especially tall. That would fit the general description of Osama bin Laden himself. But U.S. officials emphasize they don't know yet who the people by the truck actually were. General Myers says the U.S. soldiers investigating the site have yet to report their findings.
This is due to the fact that it's nighttime there. That's when they were inserted. And they're going to wait till first light to begin their sweep.
A U.S. military official says the soldiers will gather any evidence they can, even body parts, in an effort to find out who was killed in the Monday strike. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.